Now, the title of this lecture is The Four Foundation Yogas of the Tibetan Buddhist Tantra. Tantra means, of course, the Vajrayana. In other words, the third of the three stages of development of Buddhism in India. You may recollect, those who attended some of the earlier lectures, that we spoke at some length, more than once, I think, of these three successive phases or stages of development of Buddhism in India. First of all, there's what we call the Hinayana, the little vehicle or the little way of emancipation. Now, this is generally characterized as ethico-psychological Buddhism, or the ethico-psychological phase or stage in the development of Indian Buddhism. This lasted about 500 years. And secondly, we have the Mahayana, or the great vehicle, or the great way, or great path to emancipation. And this is generally characterized as metaphysical devotional Buddhism, or the metaphysical devotional phase in the development of Indian Buddhism. And this also lasted about 500 years. And thirdly and lastly, we have the Vajrayana, which literally means the diamond or the adamantine vehicle, or path, or way, to emancipation. And this is described, this is characterized as the phase or the stage of esoteric meditation and symbolic ritual. There's much which could be said upon these three phases or stages of development, these three yanas, the Hinayana, Mahayana and Vajrayana, but this is not the place to go into all that. As we know, as we have pointed out in earlier lectures, Tibetan Buddhism is a direct continuation, if you like, a direct descendant, or if you like, even a rebirth, a reincarnation of Indian Buddhism on the soil of Tibet. And in Tibetan Buddhism, therefore, all three yanas are represented. In fact, as I did try to make clear some weeks ago, Tibetan Buddhism, like Indian Buddhism of the Pala dynasty, is a synthesis of all three. It's a synthesis of Hinayana, Mahayana and Vajrayana. It's in a way a non-sectarian tradition. To illustrate this, we may say that the monastic discipline of Tibetan Buddhism, as well as its general Buddhist teaching and its Abhidharma, these all come from the Hinayana, especially the Hinayana in its Sarvastivada form. Then again, the Shunyata philosophy, the teaching of the voidness which underlies all forms of Tibetan Buddhism, and the Bodhisattva ideal, which is the spiritual ideal of all forms of Tibetan Buddhism, these come from the Indian Mahayana. And then the spiritual practices, the rites, the ceremonies, the meditation, the symbolism of Tibetan Buddhism, these all come from the Vajrayana. So in this way, we say that Tibetan Buddhism is a three-yana system of Buddhism. Now, the four foundation yogas constitute the introduction, the entrance, if you like, to the Vajrayana, to the practice of the adamantine or diamond path or way. So at this point, a question arises, or a question may be raised. Tibetan spiritual practice, as distinct from doctrinal study and institutional life, Tibetan spiritual practice is mainly, if not exclusively, tantric. Now, the Vajrayana, or the tantric phase of Buddhism, is the third and the highest stage in the development of Buddhism. So the question which arises is, does this mean that the spiritual practices of the Hinayana and the Mahayana are ignored in Tibetan Buddhism, inasmuch as Tibetan Buddhism gets started, for practical purposes, straight away with Vajrayana, starts on the four foundation yogas, and then goes on to the Vajrayana. But it may seem as though they were neglected, these spiritual practices of the Hinayana and the Mahayana, but it isn't really so. Because as we shall see, these practices are rather, the most important of them are incorporated into the Mula Yogas themselves. However, all this is general, all this is introductory to the Mula Yogas, so perhaps it's time that we got on to the Mula Yogas themselves and describe them individually. As must have been evident already, there are four of them, and I'm just going to enumerate first of all these four and let you know briefly what they are.